The boys' game lived up to its hype as Greenbrier pulled out a 59-50 win in a close physical game throughout. The game featured 7 lead changes and 4 ties. Mountain Home led by 1 point at halftime and pushed the lead to 4 early in the third quarter, but the Panthers responded with a 12-2 run to take the lead, and they never trailed again. The Greenbrier win means the Panthers, the Bombers, and Morrilton are all now in a 3-way tie for the top of the 6A-5A-2 district standings with 4-1 records. David Waymire led the Mountain Home attack with yet another double-double, registering 17 points and 14 rebounds, while Colton Peters just missed a double-double with 10 points and 9 boards. The Bombers fall to 9-10 overall. Greenbrier, who improves to 14-7, got a game-high 26 points from Devin Clark. In the girls' game, Mountain Home dominated Greenbrier in a 63-31 win. The Lady Bombers never trailed in the contest, opening a 20-5 lead after the first quarter and leading 44-15 at halftime. Hannah Pfeiffer led the Mountain Home attack with 18 points, and in doing so, has now scored over 1,000 points in her career. Peyton Husky and Emma Martin both scored 12 points as the Lady Bombers improved to 9-10 overall, 2-3 in league play. Greenbrier falls to 3-17 and 1-4. The Mountain Home teams travel to Searcy Tuesday night. Brad Hallworth reporting.